There was a lot of good times with him, you know. He did a lot with the building up of the city.
Tom Riley drives a Boston cab and said he had to stop that cab when he saw the flowers at the statue of Kevin White and realized White had died. Riley grew up in Charlestown. He was a student at Charlestown High when a judge ordered schools desegregated in 1974 and racial tensions exploded in the city. He thinks Mayor White did as well as he could under very tough circumstances.
It was bad. I still have people today that still haven't gotten over that, the busing and being sent from high school to another town where they didn't know nobody. And so, yeah, he did take a lot of flack.
It must have been a very stressful time.
Jim Ahern grew up in Hyde Park and remembers the challenge White faced in trying to keep the peace.
It really did rip open the city. You know, he was sitting on a powder keg every day. I know. My father was a cop. He got calls all the time. I don't know what else he could have done.
Ahern, who was 23 when White left office, says he thinks the mayor probably stayed on a little too long with an ethics investigation clouding his administration. But Ahern most remembers the mayor revitalizing Boston with developments like Faneuil Hall Marketplace, where the statue of White stands.
He brought a new energy and brought the city in. That's the city that we're enjoying today. So he had a lot to do with it. I just felt I'd need to come down, say a quick hello, and give him an acknowledgement. He was a great man.
It's very sad. It really is.
Boston resident Joan Kelly says despite the bumps White faced along the way, she recalls him as a well-liked, uplifting mayor dedicated to the city where he remained until death.
I think his heart was in Boston no matter what was taking place, you know. I think he loved the city that he served.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.